stories from I think it was the robotics lab at MIT, and even in the early days, with very early stage robots, the graduate students did not like rebooting these robots because it would make their robot eyes open and close in weird ways, and it would look as though the reboot sequence was doing something painful to the robots, even though the graduate students knew very well that these robots were not conscious. They were just, silicon and metal and plastic and some computer code and electricity. That was it. The robots were perceived as just conscious enough that the grad students treated them that way. And if you can imagine, when we have a society full of these robots that are tuned to be manipulative of all of us, pushing our emotional buttons in order to gain our engagement in the same way that our addictive iPhone apps, Android apps are doing the same thing, we're going to be, I think, in some very strange and possibly very harmful territory. Another thing that I want to bring up is a recent piece of news from Boston Dynamics, and Webhamster Henry put a link to a Wired story on the comment board, and that is that the Atlas bot, this humanoid Atlas robot that they always had dancing to choreographed dance routines to these pop songs. Boston Dynamics, it used to be owned by Google, now it's owned by Hyundai, the auto manufacturer. Atlas has been sunsetted. There is no more Atlas robot. Sort of, because they are no Boston Dynamics is no longer making the old version of Atlas. They have started making a new version of Atlas, and it's worth finding online a 40-second video released just a few days ago by Boston Dynamics showing what the new Atlas looks like and what it does. It is humanoid in a way, but when you see its head spinning around, Exorcist style, and when you see the joints going around 360, it looks to me, it looks vaguely demonic. I mean, it certainly looks sinister what this robot can do. And the Wired article echoes that apprehension. If you read the Wired article that's linked from the comment board, the author is similarly saying this does not look great. And in fact, what I found interesting was that the Boston Dynamics, the promotional video of the new Atlas bot, there's no music. There's no choreography. There is no attempt to make this thing look friendly or endearing. It just spins its head around and stands up, stares at you, and then marches off. And it comes across as a warning more than anything else. And I hope that this conversation serves as not so much a warning, but a wake-up call to all of us that there are going to be some changes afoot and we should be on our guard for the emotional blackmail that these robots are going to be bringing and the exploitative business models of the companies that are behind the robots. We have to keep our attention on those. So, yeah, I don't think we should be making friends with these things. I think we need to be on our guard against the latest predatory attempt from Silicon Valley to own our lives and everything in the economy, and it's worth resisting. That's about all the time I have for us this evening. You have been listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Until next time, friends, I've got a little homework for you. I want you to avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. And hey, listen, when you go to the beach, you put on your sandals, but right now, the next show is Dave Mandel's, and I want you to stay tuned for that. And our outro this evening is a little bit of the new Tectonic Premium. I haven't played any of this. This is the world premiere on WFMU of Hurst and Ottsk singing a song called Spam Eater. And for those of you who got the Tectonic Premium, you're going to be able to hear this yourself pretty soon when this swag arrives, which is coming. Anyway, hope you have a great week, everybody, and I'll see you next time.
watching and waiting. Ooh, she's sitting with you, but her eyes are on the door. So many have paid to see what you think you're getting for free. The woman is wild as she can't tame by the purr of a jaguar. Money's a matter.
As the members of Yes file out of the studio, it's time for me to introduce another installment of It's Complicated, an hour of Prague and Prague-adjacent music presented by me, Dave Mandel, here at WFMU every Monday evening at 7 p.m. Thank you for joining me this evening. Great to be here, always. We are going to start tonight's show with some music from France. It's a group called, I've never heard their name said out loud. I guess it would be pronounced Zaal, X-A-A-L. And I think it's an abbreviation. Well, I'm not sure what it stands for, but it's all caps, okay? X-A-A-L is the way the name of this band is styled. We're going to hear a track from a 1995 album released on the Musea label, a French label. I've mentioned them, I think, many times over the years, over the year. Best known, I would say, for prog music, prog rock, and reissues of great prog records, excellent label, Musea. So that alone, this comes recommended for that reason alone. Anyway, Zaal, this is, you know, they're kind of more of a jazz fusion. They tend to be grouped in, categorized as a Zool group, and I won't go into what that means again because I think I did at length last week, but they're generally considered a Zool band, but they're kind of jazzy, more jazzy, a little less proggy, less hardcore proggy than most Zool groups. Anyway, enough of that. This will be a track called Force from the band Zaal. Rock On. That's the group Zal, X-A-A-L. They are a French group. And that is a track from a release that came out in 1995 on the Musea label. That's M-U-S-E-A. They have a Bandcamp presence, and I encourage you to look them up. And the track we heard was, what was it, you may well ask? It was called Force, from an album called Second Air, E-R-E, from the group Zal. And what can I possibly follow that up with? How about this track that I have queued up here? We're going to hear, in fact, another French group, a recent-ish release. This is a band that I know basically nothing about, and in fact, they don't even have a presence on Discogs. Discogs is more or less kind of the Bible reference for bands and records and labels, and they're not on there. However, they are on Bandcamp, which is where I found them. Group is called Monoski Bowling. I assume that's how it's pronounced. And the funny thing is, I believe it's Monosky, but the album cover on the album cover, which is depicted here on the on their Bandcamp page, it's actually spelled different with an I instead of a Y. Let's go with the Y, Monoski Bowling. Again, this is a French group. What can I tell you about it? Not very much, as I mentioned. What I can tell you about, if I remember correctly, don't hold me to this, but I think, basically, from listening to it earlier today, this track is in 15. 15-4, that's the time signature. So count along with me, please. This is the group Monoski Bowling. Like shaking that last drop out of the ketchup bottle. I want to make sure we don't miss anything. That's the group Monoski Bowling, and we heard a piece from a 2018 release called Torch, T-O-R-C-H-E, Torch, and it was a piece called Engagement. In 15 eighths, 15 sixteenths, doesn't really matter. 15 beats to the measure, if you are curious about that sort of thing. We're now going to go, as we often do, to Italy, and we're going to hear something from a group called L'Uovo di Colombo, Colombo's Egg, or maybe Columbus's Egg. The track we're going to hear comes off a 1973 album. Self-titled album named after the band, L'Uovo di Colombo. And what else can I tell you? This group was from Rome. Again, 1973 release, self-titled. We're going to hear a piece called L'Indecisione from the group L'Uovo di Colombo. And a track there from, oh, do I have to say their name again? Lovo di Colombo. Track from a 1973 LP, self-titled LP from 1973. Piece called L'Indecisione. Italian group from Rome, if I'm not mistaken. When in Rome and all that. Now we're going to hear, let's hear something from this group. Pomegranate Tiger, they're called. This is a band that hails from Ontario, Canada. And we're going to hear a track from a quite recent album. I believe it's it was released last year, 2023. And the album's called, what is the album called? I've completely forgotten. All Input is Error. That's how new the album is. I don't have the title memorized yet. All Input is Error. And they're kind of, well, the King Crimson influence, as you often hear around here, the King Crimson influence, the 80s King Crimson influence is clear. Also math rock. Fans of ultra-fast metal drumming will like this. Pomegranate Tiger. This is a track called Dagger Dance. Don't Blame Me. That's the record. And we just heard a track from the group, Pomegranate Tiger, from an album called All Input Is Error, which I believe was self-released. Hard to believe. Why weren't record labels clamoring to put that out? I am not being sarcastic, by the way. That's not a wise-ass crack. I mean it. All Input Is Error. We heard a track called Dagger Dance from Pomegranate Tiger. We're going to slow it down a little bit. We can't help but slow it down a little bit and move back in time a little bit as well. Can you hear a track from a German group from an album from 1972? The group is called Eulenspiegel. And we're going to hear a piece from a 72 album called Ausschuss, which, as was the fashion at the time, quotes Bach naturally, very naturally, quotes Bach at the beginning. You almost had to do that to gain admission into the prog world. So they do it here. And again, this track from 1972, Eulenspiegel.
freu dich, wenn du es geschafft hast, zu vergessen, was du sein kannst. Dann bist du willkommene Ware auf dem Menschenmarkt der Nation. Bist du schon deine Maske? Dann sag den Kindern, es sei gut. Denn die Kinder sollen nicht fragen. Es ist vernünftig, weil Vater es tut. Sieh nur, die vielen Fremden, sie sind nicht fremd, genau wie du. Und darum danke deiner Familie. Sie ist das Schmierfett der Produktion. Und darum freu dich, lieber Mitfremder, denn deine Tugend bringt was ein. Du bist in Ordnung für unsere Reichen, für die Großen der Nation. Abfall sein ist schlecht, nicht Abfall sein ist gut.
And a little something there from the group Eulenspiegel, German band, and we heard a track from the 1972 release, Ausschuss, a piece called Der Fremde, quoting Bach as you were supposed to do, as you were required to do back then. I'm going to play something now from a name that will be a little more familiar, I think, to many of you, to most of you. It's a track for some reason that's been in my head today and I haven't been able to get it out. Maybe this will help. Maybe this will wedge it further into my head. We'll see. This is this was a favorite of mine back in the day, and it's a track from Rick Wakeman from his first solo album, which was called The Six Wives of Henry VIII. One track for each of the six wives. Whatever. And this is a piece that feature a few things about this piece that I'm going to tell you right now. One is it features Alan White on drums, absolutely effing killing it. Alan White was like the John Bonham of prog rock. He hit the drums really, really, really hard. I love Alan White's playing. And also it's got a kind of crazy structure, crazy time signature. Which do we want to get deep into the weeds in this? It's in 11/8, 10/8. Count it along with me. One bar of 11/8, one bar of 10/8. Really great song. Check out Alan White's drumming. He actually does a little solo in the middle, just in case you need a little extra reminder that it's Alan White behind the drums. Alan White died not very long ago, maybe 6 months ago, maybe a year ago. Time flies. Alan White died relatively recently, and this is him at his best, I would say, with Rick Wakeman.
Thank you.
Marry Me, Alan White. What an amazing drummer. Rick Wakeman, Anne of Cleves, from Wakeman's first solo album, which was called The Six Wives of Henry VIII. Alan White, unmistakably behind the drum kit on that one. Now what, he said. Okay, we're going to hear a longer piece now from two guys you may be familiar with, J.G. Thirlwell and Simon Steinslund. Thirlwell probably will need no introduction to at least some of you. He's originally from Australia, been based in New York, I guess on and off in based in New York, sometimes recorded under the name Fetus, which may be better known than his real name, J.G. Thirlwell. And the other guy making music on this track is Simon Steinslund, Steinslund, who's from Sweden. And I don't have the year on this, my God, but I'm melting. But it's recent, like the last 5-10 years, let's say. Is that close enough? You can hear a track called Catholic Deceit from these two guys. Thirlwell is generally known as, I guess, kind of a laptop electronics, contemporary electronics guy. And I know that he has a great love for prog rock. And this is him dabbling in some very proggy stuff with, again, Simon Steinslund.
Thank you.
And that's music from J.G. Thirlwell and Simon Stainsland. A track from an album called Oscillospira, released in 2020. I got the year for you. Balance is restored to the universe. A track called Catholic Deceit from those two. And that brings us to the end of the show, assuming that Jim the Poet and Amanda show up. You never know. I would like to thank today's extremely helpful volunteer, Greg, for helping us mail out marathon swag today. If you pledged during our recent fundraising marathon and are expecting swag in the mail, some has been sent out. A lot has been sent out already. A lot hasn't. But the mailing takes a while. Please be patient. You will get your swag soon-ish, I promise. If you'd like to help us ship out swag or help us with anything, for that matter, if you'd like to volunteer here at FMU, please contact volunteer coordinator Scott Williams. His email address is scott@wfmu.org, scott@wfmu.org, if you'd like to volunteer to help mail out marathon swag or anything else, pretty much, here at FMU. Now, what do I do when the hosts of Bad Animals have failed to show up for the beginning of their show? Play a little more Rick Wakeman to kill some time? What do you think? I'll play a little more Rick Wakeman. And I need to tell you, as I cue it up, I need to tell you that you're listening to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. There she is. And online at WFMU.org. Close work. Amanda keeps them guessing. Have a great week, folks. See you next time. Bad Animals is next.
Bad animals. Bad animals.
Meow. Meow.
Bad animals.
Bad animals.
On WFMU.